Let me just start by saying a heartfelt thank you and my salute to all mothers who are sitting here and who are working in everybody's life. Let's give them a big round of applause. You know, it's a joy for me to be preaching God's word on this wonderful occasion. Our church has this theme, as you can see on the screen, and it says, "Mothers are a bag full of love." I think we can all agree. So sermon is done. Thank you very much. But I want to maybe start today with an important question. Every mother here wants to know the answer to this important question. Any guesses? What gift are you giving your mothers today? Now, if you are embarrassed, you have not prepared anything for your mother, the day is still long, please plan something, plan a surprise for her, and give her your love. And if your mothers are unbelievers, like mine, I want to remind you this morning that the best gift we can give any mother is Jesus. So pray and continue to share the gospel with your unbelieving mothers, and we pray for them that they come to faith. Before we pray for the preaching of God's word, can I please request, if you are seated next to a mother downstairs or upstairs, could you please hold a mother's hand as we pray? Just hold a mother's hand. Almighty Lord, we thank you, Father, for this glorious day and this glorious life that you've given us. We thank you, Lord, for all the mothers that we have in our lives. We pray, O Lord, that you may continue to bless them so that they can be a blessing for many, many people, not just their own children. And, O Lord, we pray for all the unbelieving mothers who are sitting here or listening to your word, that they may find the love of Christ in their lives. It's we ask in the mighty name of Christ. Amen. Thank you. Now, Mother's Day is celebrated and it's honoring all the mothers around the world. But I have an important question for you. Who is a mother? Have you thought about this question before? Who is a mother? Obviously, a woman who has given birth is a mother. But is that it? No. Wow, thank you. There's more. There is a legal or social mother, someone who plays the role of a parent through adoption or as a stepmom. And also, we have what I call a mother in action, who cares for, nourishes, and protects someone with tenderness and affection, regardless of any biological connection. So, women, if you see yourself in any of these categories, you are a mother, and today we honor you on Mother's Day. We can see this reflected in the life of Moses in the gospel. Moses had two mothers. One gave him birth. She protected him from the king's decree who wanted to kill all the baby boys. She hid him for 3 months, and then it was passed on to the Pharaoh's daughter who raised him, who brought him up for God's greater purposes. Two mothers, two different roles, but one life shaped by both. And when I think about this, I am truly blessed because I don't have two, but I have three mothers in my life. On your right is my amazing mother holding the baby me with eyeliner or mascara in my face. I'm not sure you can see that. And my mother has the biggest heart possible. You know, when we were kids, we grew up in a middle-income family, and she would save every penny. She would sacrifice whatever she could so me and my sister, we could have the best childhood. In the middle is my mother-in-law. She came to the church today for the first time. Even though she's old, she is sacrificing and cooking amazing food for us. And God bless her that one day she can come to the Lord in faith. On your left is my mother in action. Her name is Angie. She's also an unbeliever, but she has been a mother in action to both me and my wife in all the things that we need, always encouraging her. And she was also there for our marriage registration. So these are my three moms. So first key point from today's sermon is very simple. A mother is more than a biological connection. A mother is someone who gives herself in love. Biology makes a woman a relative. Love makes her a mother. And there are many mothers in actions in our church. There are many such mothers who are sacrificing their time and resources to help and love others in Christ. Some teach in Sunday school, some teach in homeschool, some in boys' brigade, and others are just encouraging and helping those in need. Even when they are tired, they are serving. Even when they don't have much, they are giving. So today, as we celebrate even the mothers in action, and later on, Pastor Caleb will invite you, we welcome any mother in action to also come and join us. A mother's love is truly amazing. And it is this love that makes a mom a superhuman. We can all recognize the selfless, sacrificing, unwavering love that mothers have given to us in our lives. So I created an acronym for mothers. A mother makes sacrifices. You know, think about how many sacrifices have your mothers made to help you succeed in your life. How many times they wake up early. How many times they work long hours. They sacrifice their comfort, their needs, so that we can be happier in our lives. You know, some sacrifices we see, some sacrifices we never know because a mother rarely tells. A mother overflows with love, even when we don't listen to her. Even though we annoy her at times, even though when we don't deserve it, a mother overflows with love. A mother takes care of others. She's a giver. A mother helps without being asked. She encourages constantly. She's a pillar of strength. And a mother remains faithful because she never stops believing in her children. A mother's love is truly amazing. She loses sleep so we can rest. She carries pain but gives her best. She hides her tears. She bears the load and walks with us along the road. We may not see the cost she pays, but love is written in her days. A mother is 100% a bag full of love. And yet, as powerful and beautiful a mother's love is, it also has its limits. A mother may be stretched beyond what she can carry. A mother may want to protect, but sometimes she cannot. A mother may stay awake all night praying for her children, but she cannot control their future. She may want to help us deal with all of our problems, but sometimes she is unable. And a mother cannot always be there. Now, some of you sitting in this hall, you understand that, and I'm sure you are missing your mother a lot. A mother's love, perhaps, is the greatest human love we can imagine, but it is still limited. So today, as you're here, I want to talk about a love that is not limited. A love that can never be lost. A love that can never fail. And if you have a Bible with you, I want you to turn to Isaiah chapter 49. The background of Isaiah 40 to 55 is that the Babylonians had completely destroyed Jerusalem and they had taken people captive in their lands. These people had rebelled against God. They stopped listening to Him. They were doing idol worshiping. So these people were captured by Babylonians and taken as slaves in an exile that lasted for 70 years. 70 years captured in another place. So you can imagine how these people must be feeling. You know, these are so-called God's people, God's nation, yet they lost their homes, they lost their lands, they were captured by a foreign nation. Future, uncertain. Hope, fading. Life, broken. Now, we may not be in their situation, but these are things we all experience. Pain, uncertainty, fear, loss, loneliness. We all face these problems. So in their hopelessness, as they are suffering, the word of God comes to them through Isaiah. And prophet Isaiah says, God says, shout for joy, you heavens. Rejoice, you earth. Burst into song, you mountains. For the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones. That's such a hopeful message from God. And maybe you're thinking they will say, yes, wow, finally God is here. That's not what they did. This is what they replied. In their suffering, in their situation, they replied to God's word, the Lord has forsaken me, the Lord has forgotten me. You know, the word of God came to them and it says, God will comfort you. God will have compassion on you. But they only feel forgotten. To them, God's promises collapsed. They are wondering, does God even care about me? And this is incredibly human. You know, when life gets tough, when hope seems to fade, when things don't go our way, when prayers are unanswered, when life seems unfair, we often feel this way. Most of us, if not all, sitting here have felt broken and lost. I'm sure many of us have questioned, is there a God? And if he's there, does he even care about me? Has God forgotten about me? So I want to pay attention to how God responds to his people. God comes to them through this really tender image that you can't find in all of Scripture. God says, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Obviously, the answer is no. It's a rhetorical question. You know, God is choosing this illustration because this is the strongest image we humans can imagine about love. God is pointing to the strongest love possible. A young mother holding her baby to her chest. And then God says, though she may forget, even if it was possible for a young mother holding her child, nursing it, even if it's possible that she may forget, God says, I will not forget you. To anyone listening to this message, if you feel abandoned, if you feel lonely, hopeless, if you feel that no one cares, no one sees you, no one notices your efforts, if you are feeling lost, listen to the word that God has for you. Even if the strongest love we can imagine, that is the love of a young mother for her baby, even if that fails, God will not forget you. And then God says in the next verse, see, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. The God of all creation has engraved you on the palm of his hands. And these beautiful words were truly fulfilled in the greatest act of love of all time. Jesus nailed on the cross. Isaiah 53, the same prophet Isaiah, in chapter 53, verse 5 says, "But he was pierced for our transgressions or sins. It was Jesus who was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds, we are healed." God has engraved you on the palms of his hands. There is no greater love than this. If you are ever wondering in your life, does God really love you or does God really care? Look at the pierced hands of Jesus. You know, God has already done the most important thing for us. He has given his son on the cross so we can live. Paul says, very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person. Maybe for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Even when we were wrong in the eyes of God, Jesus paid the price so that you don't have to. And let me ask mothers a difficult question. I hope you don't mind. Mothers, can you imagine putting your child on the cross? Can you imagine someone was to kidnap your precious child and nail them on the cross? Can you imagine that nail piercing through your precious baby's hands? And if you had all the power in this world, would you not destroy those people? I'm sure you would. So hear me out. Because God, in all his power, God had unlimited power, yet God allowed his son to die on the cross because he loves you so much. God gave. He gave willingly his son so that we can live. There is no greater love than this. And God will never, ever abandon his children. Now, many people know that the Great Commission says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. In the Gospel of Matthew, these are the last words of Jesus recorded. But do you know what the last line says? Does anyone sitting here remember the last line of last verse in Matthew? It says, and behold, I am with you always. I am with you always, Jesus says, to the end of the age. God's love is a love that will never forget you. In John 14, verse 15, John says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And then Jesus says, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to do what? To be with you forever. God has promised the Holy Spirit, the helper, to be with us, not today, not tomorrow, forever. So this morning and for the rest of your lives, I want you to know that there will be times in your lives that you may feel forgotten. That you may feel that no one cares. But the God who has engraved you on the palm of his hands has never once lost sight of you. You may not see him, but he sees you. God's love is an everlasting love. The Bible says the steadfast love of God never ceases, and his love endures forever. No matter how many mistakes we make, no matter how dark things we commit, no matter how many times we fail, God's love endures forever. And in his love, the creator of this amazing universe, he has called us, those who believe, to be children of God. If someone was to ask me, who is my mother? I would have a name. Who is my father? I would have a name. But real father is our creator. And we all, those who believe, we are God's children. Just like the mother holds her child to her chest, God will hold you always. God's love is unbreakable and it is unfailing. Romans 8:35 poses a question. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Is it tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, or sword? Who or what shall separate us from the love that God has for us? Is it your problems? Is it your challenges? Is it death? Well, listen to what Paul says as the answer. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The most amazing thing about God's love, if you don't know, is that even death cannot overcome it. Even as we die, those who believe and follow Jesus, we shall live. And that is a love that is unfailing because of what Jesus has done. So if you have not yet believed in Jesus, if you're sitting here for the first time or maybe many times, but you still haven't come to believe, I hope and pray that today you have felt and understood the love that God has for you. I hope and pray that you understand that it is a love that will never fail you. I hope and pray that all of you sitting here in this room and whoever is here in this church and in your families, that I will see you all in heaven. And on your behalf, I will say amen. All you have to do as an unbeliever is follow Jesus and believe in him. And if you are a believer listening to this sermon today, as you remember the love of God, here is a simple takeaway. When life hits you hard, when your problems are brimming over you, please remember that we have a God that will never forget you. Abide in God's love. Look at the love of God because it will never, ever fail you. And God has never lost sight of you. And my last takeaway on Mother's Day, as we spoke about mothers, is this. As amazing as a mother's love is, and it is truly amazing, the best of a mother's love is only a faint reflection of the love that God has for us. As amazing and as beautiful and wonderful a mother's love is, it is only a faint reflection of God's love. So be grateful for the love that God has given us. Be grateful for the mothers in your life. And be grateful that the Lord has saved you so that you can save the unbelieving mothers around you through Jesus. Let us all pray. Almighty God, as we come before you as a church, we would first like to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for doing something even a mother can never do. Thank you, Lord, for having all the power, having all the glory, having all mightiness that you allowed your son Jesus to die with his hands pierced so that we could live. Oh Lord, it's an amazing love that we don't really dwell daily into. Lord, we pray that this Sunday, as your love is visible through your actions and your words, every single day we may bow down in front of you and say we love you because you loved us first. Oh Lord, we are grateful for all the things that you have done that we don't see. Maybe our cars may have taken a wrong turn, but you guided the way. Maybe we would have made a different decision, but you made sure that we don't. And the many countless blessings you have given us because you love. So Lord, on this wonderful occasion of Mother's Day, as a church, we truly say we love you. And we thank you for all the mothers in our lives. We thank you for the heart of a mother that cares deeply and loves deeply the children around them. And Lord, we pray for the unbelieving mothers in our life. They may not be listening to us at times when we share the gospel, when we invite them to church. But Lord, you may help us remember to never give up because you have not forgotten them. And Lord, as we battle our life's challenges, this word that you spoke through Prophet Isaiah, we may carry it in our lives that the Creator of the universe says, even a mother may forget, yet I will not forget you. Thank you, Father, for engraving all believers on the palms of your hands, that nail that pierced the hands of Christ. And Lord, we pray that it is this love that carries us forward for the rest of our lives in Christ Jesus. We ask and pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.